Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Humboldt County submitted a proposal to the California Board of State and Community Corrections to increase the size of its county jail. If the proposal is approved, the county is eligible for up to $19 million in state funds to be utilized for the expansion of the jail into the parking lot between 4th and 5th Streets. Sheriff Mike Downey went on Talk Shop on Thursday and spoke about the proposal.
Application was submitted yesterday with all the questions answered that needed to be answered in it, because we got some follow-up questions back. It was presented to the executive board for approval, I believe, last night for the approval process. We are in a good position from what I'm understanding, and we hopefully will hear something within the next week to 10 days.
The expanded jail would include 80 new beds, as well as more substance abuse and alternative treatment programs. Eureka police officers responded to the intersection of 5th and E Streets on Thursday after a report of an injury traffic collision between a pedestrian and a truck. Officers located the pedestrian, 28-year-old Eureka resident Terry Hauser, lying in the far right lane of 5th Street. Officers learned that Hauser stole a radio-controlled helicopter from RC Hobby Tech and fled into eastbound traffic. He was then hit by a truck driven by 41-year-old McKinleyville resident Brian Sanderson. Hauser was transported to the hospital with multiple injuries. He was recently released from jail after a felony theft conviction and is currently on felony probation. The investigation into the collision is still ongoing. The sheriff's office responded to a report on Thursday of three men who broke into the house of a husband and wife in the 2300 block of Redwood Street in Eureka. Deputies arrived on scene and spoke with the couple, who said that they were asleep when they heard someone inside their house. They found three male adults dressed in dark clothing in their hallway and living room, and the suspects fled the scene. They stole money, electronic devices, and a safe. A deputy later spotted three men riding bicycles on Walnut Drive near Hemlock Avenue. He attempted to stop the men, and they proceeded to flee, riding into Sequoia Park. Additional deputies and officers responded and located one suspect, 20-year-old Tyrell Medley of Eureka, hiding in some brush. He was arrested and booked into jail. Deputies recovered a bicycle, electronic devices, and the safe, but two suspects remain at large. They are described as having athletic builds, and one is approximately 6'2". Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Officers from the Humboldt State University Police Department conducted a sting operation with underage decoys set to purchase alcohol from local businesses. Four businesses were cited for doing so: Arcata Liquors, The Chevron on Valley West, Gas for Less on Spear Avenue, and Libation. The clerks who sold the alcohol to the minors along with the businesses were cited during the operation. Green Diamond Resource Company announced that Neil Ewald has been promoted to Senior Vice President effective January 1st of 2014. Ewald will oversee all Green Diamond Timberland operations in Humboldt and Del Norte counties, as well as Green Diamond operations at its Corbell, Brainerd, Samoa, Ukiah, and Woodland facilities. Ewald began his forestry career with Arcata Redwood in 1978 and has a forestry degree from Berkeley and a master's from Humboldt State. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County detectives are investigating the death of 36-year-old Ukiah resident Casimir Janus after his body was found by a woman on a piece of rural property near Hopland. Janus has been reported as a missing person by Ukiah police in October, and his body was found by the woman out for a walk with her dog. The initial investigation suggests that Janus died as a result of suicide with a firearm, although an autopsy has been scheduled. Janus's body was found about a quarter of a mile from where he had been last seen and reported missing. And Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested 38-year-old Willits resident Ralph Rumble on Tuesday after interviewing a man who had suffered a wound to his hand after shooting himself with a friend's handgun. Deputies contacted Rumble at his residence and confiscated a handgun and a rifle, weapons Rumble was prohibited from possessing due to previous convictions. Rumble told deputies he had purchased the weapons from a friend and was booked into county jail on the weapons charge, as well as a probation violation charge. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.